Well, good morning. Still have weird stuff going on my machine here. There we go. So, it's 8:42 on the 22nd of March, 2013. 8:42, quarter of nine in the morning. A little bit later than yesterday, but still morning, still early. Much earlier than I have been. So yeah, I looked it up, and the 25th, which is Monday, it will be the two-year anniversary of the morning walk kickoff, the first walk. Back when I was alternating left and right, clockwise, counterclockwise, around the neighborhood. Back in the early days. Oh, yeah. Yawning. Excuse me. 16 minutes and a little bit for the first mile. Hiking right along. It's kind of a chilly day today. I've got on the fleece hood and the parka. It's 30 degrees, 28 degrees, something like that. So it's not terribly cold, but I've learned that not terribly cold is sometimes nevertheless quite uncomfortable, so I'm a little overdressed for it, that's okay. Being a little underdressed for it is not okay. So, yeah, it's Friday. It's a little frustrating. It looks like I'm going to have wife and kid home today. I did have yesterday to myself, which was good. I made some progress on Greedock. I found the Siglopedia articles that I needed to help prime the pump a little bit. So we've got some progress. I don't know how much more progress I'll make today. Now, the problem is that the kid's okay. Kid will be in her room and she'll be quiet. I won't hear from her. But I'll hear from the spousal unit all day. Because we sit across the table from each other. Not the table, but across the room. And she's a talker. I knew the job was dangerous when I took it. She's always been a talker. And I'm okay with her talking, but the problem is that she requires me to respond, and that's where things get derailed. So, yeah. A bit frustrating. A bit disappointing. She was doing so well. Now she's missed 2 days this week. She really needs to be going every single day. She needs to build up some sick leave. She needs to build up some goodwill with the university again. But she's too sick to go, she's too sick to go, so I guess there's not much we can do about that. I'm tired. I'm really tired. I slept in this morning again. I went to bed early last night. I slept in again this morning. It was close to 5:30 before I got up, which is quite late for me. And And I've sort of dithered about a bit this morning. I haven't really accomplished much. So when I realized that what time it was coming up on like 8:15. I thought, oh well, let me go and get the walk taken care of, get the daily meander under my belt. I think my wife is going to go to the doctor's again. It'll be the second time in 2 weeks. I'm walking and not talking. It's probably a sign. I'm trying to think. There was something I wanted to talk about today. I know there was. I just can't think of what it might have been. Yesterday it did rain. It was beautiful in the middle of the day. And then I looked off to the west and saw the dark clouds coming in. I thought, well, that doesn't look very good. And sure enough, it came off and was very cold. Rainy. It was like 35 degrees. Quite cold, quite wet. So I made chicken soup yesterday. We'll have chicken soup again tonight. With two people sick, that seems like the best choice. Eastern Reach begins. It's a little bit of a breeze here in this direction. A chilly breeze at that. The sun feels good. It's a little water down behind the clouds, but it still feels good. Oh, here we are. Hello, Monk Paul. Oh, I can't stop. Body trying to get enough oxygen, I guess. I'm not succeeding. So I guess what I am is feeling guilty. Daughter said she feels too sick to go to school. She's way behind. And I think she's feeling the pressure of really needing to pass all of her courses this semester for the first time. There's no credit recovery between now and graduation. She doesn't pass, she doesn't graduate. We've got her grandparents flying in from out of state. We've got trips canceled. We've got plans changed to accommodate her graduation, and it's looking, well, perhaps like she might not, because she can't seem to get it together. So she's sick. She has a headache, a sinus infection perhaps. Last night she had a very small fever. Maybe 99. It's hard to tell because she'd been in a hot shower and then curled up in the bed under the blankets, so her core might have been a bit elevated from that. Today she's saying, no, I don't feel well, I don't feel good. And my plan is that I'm going to email the teacher who wants me to fill out this scholarship application and ask her to email me pictures of the works to include, and I'll get it done this weekend. That's my plan. What do you think of my plan? And I said, I think it's a terrible plan. She was quite put out with me, I think. So it's not, what you're doing is asking somebody else to do your work for you by taking the pictures and emailing them to you. And while that may not be a big deal, it's still a lot to ask of a teacher who's already gone out of her way to recommend you for this, that, and the other thing, and for you to ask her to do your work, even in part, is a bit presumptuous. But if you think that that's what you have to do, and by all means, go back to bed and sleep and rest and try to get better. I think she found that criticism rather harsh, but I'm sorry, but that's just how I feel about it. She's almost 18, and she can't be expecting people to do her stuff for her. And it doesn't help. I blame myself in a certain perspective, to a certain degree, for stepping up probably once too often. Yes, well, it's not like I don't have my own stuff that I'm not getting done either, so it's a bit like pot calling the kettle black. But at least I'm not claiming I'm too sick to work, just not working. Would feel better if I were. But I am getting better. I am. And it is work, even though it doesn't look like I've got product. The stuff that I'm doing with Greedock now is really critical in order to get a story together. So, yeah. There's work and production, as my therapist is fond of assuring me. It's not that I don't know that, it's just that it's It's easy to get caught up in the, well, you have to produce, you have to produce. Yeah, you do. But it doesn't do any good to produce mindlessly. So, well, we gotta do what we gotta do, I suppose. So yeah, I'm feeling a bit guilty, feeling perhaps just a bit hypocritical. And I'm not asking anybody else to do my work for me. They're still calling for snow for tomorrow. I can't say I would be terribly surprised if it did snow. I don't know if it's going to accumulate, but it wouldn't surprise me if it snowed. We're getting an awful lot of precipitation. It's not really helping. We're still in drought conditions. They're going to restrict watering this year. They're already talking about how much they're going to restrict watering this year. So I may not be mowing my lawn. I may be just watching it turn brown, die. Gotta find a sprinkler company to come in and redo the heads, make sure everything is working properly. I've done a couple of repairs. I'm not sure that I've done them right. Ah, 18 minutes on the second mile. That's pretty good. It's not great, but it's pretty good. I haven't been breathless on the second mile like I was on the first. I can't walk 16-minute miles and talk at the same time. There's just not enough air. But that also means that it's coming up on the back gate. Time for the closing ritual of the day. Wherein I point out that tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.